United Arab Emirates on Sunday. As reported by Antara News Agency, La Camera said ETAF platform consisted of 14 partners. La Camera explained that all energy transition projects, both private and government, can be submitted to the platform. After the ETAF platform receives the project, the IRENA will work with the submitting party to ensure the readiness of all documents to examine the predictability of the project. That was Ms. Lai from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta, Indonesia, with the hit single Dan, released in 1999 and taken from the self-titled album Sheila on 7. From Yogyakarta, now we go back to Indonesia in general, plus Japan, in which the two countries agreed to collaborate on the free nutritious meal program, which is a priority initiative of President Prabowo Subianto's administration. During a bilateral meeting with President Prabowo at a Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Saturday, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba expressed his intent to support Prabowo's nutritious meal program. According to the Prime Minister, Japan will organize cooperation efforts, including training for the school lunch provision program, training experts, and assisting in improving the fisheries and agriculture sectors based on Japan's experience. Prime Minister Ishiba reaffirmed Japan's commitment to participating in the free nutritious meal program to assist President Prabowo's government in tackling malnutrition among certain Indonesian children. In response, President Prabowo expressed his appreciation for Japan's willingness to participate. Japan is interested in supporting the nutritious meal program because they have 80 years of experience in this area, and their assistance can include training and other forms of support. In addition to supporting the nutritious meal program, both nations agreed to collaborate in sectors such as industrialization, energy, maritime issues, and defense. Well, what a good news from bilateral relations between Indonesia and Japan. And coming up next, we have information as well about bilateral relations, but this is in the form of a program called Diplomatic Corner. It's a program that informs you about the latest events or agenda of Indonesian embassies or consulate generals. We present you the program Diplomatic Corner.
The Indonesian Embassy in Tunisia introduced Indonesian coffee products during a coffee exhibition held earlier in the year at the El Kram Exhibition Center in Tunisia. The Indonesian Embassy's press release quoted by Antara Thursday said that Indonesia's ambassador to Tunisia, Zuhairi Misrawi, as well as ambassadors and representatives of friendly countries and members of the Tunisian Parliament and Senate attended the opening of the coffee exhibition. Ambassador Zuhairi said that in 2023, his party also participated in the coffee exhibition, as Indonesia is a country known for coffee products. Indonesia produces about 750,000 tons of coffee per year and export half of it to various parts of the world, including Tunisia. According to Ambassador Zuhairi, Indonesia's participation in previous exhibition has yielded results, with Indonesia exporting coffee to Tunisia. According to him, Indonesia is starting to be widely recognized in Tunisia, including through coffee diplomacy. Luwak Coffee, for example, has received a lot of attention from Tunisians because of its uniqueness and specialty. During the exhibition, the Indonesian Embassy also directly introduced the flavors of Nusantara coffee. In addition, they also introduced Nusantara culture through artistic and culinary performances. He explained that the specialty of Indonesia's participation in every exhibition is that Indonesia can inspire the world, especially inspire Tunisia.
Who else he calls you, and who's gonna bars of chocolate. We declare Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever. But you awaken with dread, pounding nails in your head. But I've read this one way you come undone. I chose this cyclone with you. Idiot. If I ever leave, and I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be. Cause we're
over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans. Studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. adventure in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts, providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thanks, love's overrated. How did I get myself in this arrangement. It baffles me too, baffles me too. Oh, why can't we for once say what we want, say what we feel? Oh, why can't you for once disregard the world through? So what you know is real. We only regret the chances we didn't take. I'll be your safety net, so why not raise the stakes? I can hear your heart from across the room, pulsing through my veins. I know you need this too.
Indonesia.
Kita jalan berdua bergandengan tangan, tapi tak jadian. Kita nonton berduaan, makan malam, tetap tak jadian. Ini nasib yang mengharapkan harus terjadi lagi. Bukan mau suzon, tapi orang bilang itu friendzone. Hingga pagi datang, tetap tak jadian. Sudah banyak perhatian, juga kesempatan, masih tak jadian. Tidakkah cukup yang engkau lihat, pertemanan ini sungguh berat. Tidakkah indah bila kita bersama, tapi tidak di mimpi saja. Tidakkah cukup yang kau lihat, pertemanan ini sungguh berat. Kita bersama, tapi tidak di mimpi saja. Tidakkah cukup yang engkau lihat, pertemanan ini sungguh berat. Tidakkah indah bila kita bersama, tapi tidak di mimpi saja. Pinginnya yang bukan mau suzon, tapi orang bilang
Quote of the day. Sometimes we are too busy thinking about difficulties that we do not have time to be grateful for God's grace. A quote from Indonesian hero General Sudirman was a high-ranking Indonesian officer during the Indonesian National Revolution. As the first commander-in-chief of the Indonesian National Army, he is a respected figure in Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
at first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Vanortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle. And his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigali Gali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old.
This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-Gale performance venue in Pomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manortor. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Dilahirkan, ditemukan, dan dipisahkan. gugur satu tumbuhlah berjuta cinta. Manusia bercinta melahirkan jiwa ke dunia.
Buffaloes, picturesque villages untouched by modern life, upholding old traditions, displayed in crafts and feasts, incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taracha, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses, endless stream of excitement, a never-ending adventure in Sulawesi, wonderful Indonesia.
from Indonesia.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyum hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Newsline. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs Romo Muhammad Syafi'i departed from Jakarta, Indonesia to meet officials of Saudi Arabia. At Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten on Sunday, Syafi'i said he will strive to realize the mandate of the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in this year's Hajj season, which is a better service and cheaper Hajj cost. As quoted from his official statement, Deputy Minister Shafi'i revealed that with the assumption of a fairly large efficiency fund, the cost of Hajj can still be made more efficient and effective. According to him, the price becomes automatically competitive when there is a large demand. Shafi'i also explained his ministry will observe and learn from the success stories of service providers while providing services to the Hajj pilgrims. Next, we have Indonesian Ministry of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, who has announced the human metapneumovirus, I should say, metapneumovirus or HMPV that broke out in China has entered Indonesia. However,